בלושן השולחן ערוך, סימן טוב ריש עין א', צורך להיזהר מאוד בהדלקת נרות חנוכה. כמעט, חשבתי שצורך להיזהר מאוד בתפילין. חנוכה לשולחן ערוך, כבסה לושן. צורך להיזהר מאוד בהלכות הדלקת נרות חנוכה. So we're going to learn today a shtickle of pshat in שולחן ערוך. What is mechayev this halacha? If tzorich liyizoyer meoid v'ilchei Shabbos, v'ilchei Chanukah. Loshon Rambam, chavivo hi mitzvas Chanukah ad meoid. Meoid. Loshon Shulchan Aruch tzorich liyizoyer b'adlokas ner Chanukah meoid. Meoid tzorich liyizoyer b'adlokas ner Chanukah. Loshon Rambam, chavivo hi mitzvas Chanukah ad meoid. So we're going to learn a shtickle, the Gdorim of Ad Meoid. And Avada, Sido Chumres, Sido Hidurim, Sido Chumres Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. I mean, most people today start with a level of, I think most people, as I saw, they don't light one candle from wax. Most people, I think, they light oil, and I see they light eight. With the Moisiv HaHoylech. It's not here, but they want to be Mehadrin. And I saw also most people, even not only one, like everyone in the house lights. The Americans, even the girls, will get to it, if it's an Indian or not. But as I said, I'm in a state in Poiskim that in Chistfilm, Mishnebura says that Hidur and Shittes, Ein Lucha Hidur Godel Mizeh. So that was like the Hidur and Shittes. So be Yoitze Ale Shittes is also Mehadrin. So Mehadrin is Sa Yoitze Ale Shittes. So let me get learned what is Mehadrin. We'll try to go over, there's a lot of halachas, and I'll try to go over all of the shittas and all of the anlogas and the chumras, how it could be yoitza anlogas neres chanukah. In Shulchan Aruch et Simen Tov Reisha in Gimel, Sivkot and Chesin Shari Tshuve, he brings down b'shem ha-sefer, Chesed le'Avrom. Klipe beitzim, u'ptzolim ein madlikim bohem. Person doesn't have money, he wants to take an egg, crack the top of the egg, pour out the egg, put inside oil, put inside a candle. Shei the shari tshuva, ain't madlikim by him. We don't know why. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Shari tshuva brings it down. It's echad ginuk. We don't know why. But we were zeiche that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a chesed, if the sefer chesed le'Avrom, and the sefer has a koron for Avutna, because the Yortzai take and they printed the ksavyad from the chesed le'Avrom, and the Chesed Le'Avrom says the reason you're not Yoitze Beklipei Beitzim because it's a Din Keili. It's a Din Keili. And what is a Din Keili? But maybe the Klipei Beitzim or the Klipei Betzolim don't have a Din of a Kli. So why they don't have a Din of a Kli? But maybe you're not Yoitze. Zog the Chesed Le'Avrom says in the Gemara, Zoyer Bener Rave Lebonim Talmidei Chachomim. Why today people are not don't have bonim talmidei chachomim. Says because they're not makbid on keili. Rav Shteyman taines that it's a chumre be'alme. First, the Mishnah Berurah never brought down the chesed le'Avrom. Second of all, the Mishnah Berurah said that you're allowed to light the candles. Candles is also not a keili. The Olam dinkt sich an the tchir from Rav Shteyman from candles. Because could be that candles has a chashivus. But if you're lighting with oil without a keli, it's not talking chashivas. Avada, it's not me'akev. It's not me'akev the din keli. But it's a chumre. It's a chumre. It's a chumre to have a keli. It's a chumre to have a keli. Gikumen Ramosha Sternbuch. Moshe Sternbuch came. I remember when that Shuvas Vanogis came out. And the Shuvas Vanogis came out. And Moshe Sternbuch says like this. Today everyone lights with Keli. Yaina. Today everyone lights with Keli. And he doesn't see Bonim Talmidei Chachomim. Why? So the Moshe Sternbuch, I remember that Tshuva came out, it was mamash, the beginning it became in the Eide, all the Yerushalmis were busy at Imponovich. And he says that all the glasses is a loch in the keli. If the cat it can't stand, it's nishkin keli. So these little glasses that they put inside the menorah, if they can't stand, it's not a din keli. So as people attacking a machmer, it's two kinds. Some have like a little bit circular, and some of them are straight. So the frum is a machmer taket. So he said a mole, people had like big like lechaim cups. Then became the new zachen as in the menorah they put like little. And more people put oil in the menorah. Look at the grandparents. Hind became you put a glass in the menorah. That glass is nishkin keli. The man now he knows why people don't have tamid chacham today. As they stated, true is van nogis. So I remember when the sefer came out, I was a bacher in Panovich. I sent him a letter. Said he forgot the halacha lechun hichus netilas yodayim. The mocker that is not a keli, it's from hichus netilas yodayim. And Dalton state that if a keli that is mitchilas briyoso made to be oimed al yedei davar acher has a shem keli, is a raya from Teisves, Menekias, and the Beis Hamikdash, a keli that is made to be oimed al yedei davar acher doesn't have a chisor of a keli. He sent me a letter back. I never understand exactly the answer. Okay, we'll go back today. But it's a chumre yaseira, this whole story with the glasses. Lemaise, val it's oimet to stand inside the menorah. Avada, you could be yaitza with it. Avada, you could be yaitza with his glasses. Now, there's a new zach. Today, there's two zachen that came out. One is called ner light, and one is called tea light. Three andere zach. What is ner light and what is tea light? I don't know, maybe you call it in different languages, but I'll try to master. Ner light is the things that, you know, you pop the top, and it's ready. You know, for the lazy people, they have the ready things for the menorahs. You just pick off the top, and you have a ready menorah. This is nail light. Tea light is what people use for Shabbos sometimes. It's little made from like a little metal, a little inside like it's wax, and you light it. Now, the problem with these two things is, if you want to light with them in Chanukah, l'chur, it's not a keli. The Moshe Feinstein paskins that you don't have to make tefillas kelim. With the bottles, you know, we buy all these bottles because they're not made to put in and out. It doesn't have a tefillah scalim. You know, and Alamo, you said Rav Moshe, yeah? All these tins. It's not made, it's not a Shem Keli. So the nail light and the tea light doesn't have a Shem Keli. So if you want to be Machmir, the Chumra from the Chesed Lavrom, so the people came out, Lechura, against the nail light. Because it doesn't have a Shem Keli. But you're not a Bonit Amin Chachomim. But the class Taka, yeah? But. So, and the nail light, we can't even say it's the hechsher from the badatz, yeah. So if it has a hechsher, I'm not speaking against the hechsher, yeah. But the Meister Rav Shteyman says that Rav Shteyman said he has a right that nail light is okay. Chutz at first he said that Mishnevura was never machmir and keli has a right from a gemara. The gemara says if you light the nail shel cheres, you have to switch it every night because it gets dirty. So they use it only once. So stay clear that nail light is okay. I'm not going to have a nail light because it's a double choshuv. The whole reason you have to have a keli, we say like a nail. Forget. Only the people that could afford it buy it, yeah? When the shvachas don't buy it. So the pshat is a double choshuv, it has a shem keli. I'm sure Zaman Rebach said that nail light he doesn't think. Tea light could be a problem. Okay. We'll see later for the bachur that I'm machmir. The second place or the third place where you light. So sometimes they light just with a nail light there. So you have to know you don't have the matter for the chesed level.
Isn't it wax?
What? It's wax. No, we said nerot chashivus.
So it is?
No, it doesn't have a chashivus. It's not called a nerot, it's a tea light. A nerot chashivus. Tea light of chashivus, cheapest thing in the world. Doesn't have chashivus. We'll go weiter. We spoke last week about the chumre that Rabbi Eliashiv holds that you have to light outside. Yeah. So now I want to speak about the people that mekayim the aloche from the Shulchan Aruch and they light in the Chanukah where you have to light outside. We're shaking the Gemara. Yeah. I said again, I started a lot of dearest that have to light outside. We said the people that light inside in Eretz Yisrael, Meiser Chazal said to light outside. We're not a pikolsim. We mekayim v'shaking the Gemara. Manicho mibachutz. Why some people light inside? So we said the heter was other sakone that doesn't exist at least in Beis Yisrael for sure not. And also because we said that the window, even Bisman Chazal, you could be yaitza with a window because people could see it. But mainly the marshal, a lot of deers that don't have windows. So they have to light outside. Okay, so they're going to light outside. Say, So now I want to talk to the people that light outside. Is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, everyone knows the halacha, that when you put oil inside the candle, you have to put enough oil that will light for half an hour. You can't put a little bit oil and add. You put, and this is what stays. Listen, I want to say a lot of mefkiminis la'alocha on this. It's a lot of heron good. It doesn't help. Why? Hadlok yo'isa mitzvah. Zog the brisker of, if you're lighting outside, and you open the box of the menorah, if you leave it open, the wind will come and blow it out. Try it. So what do? You close it. Aber b'shas la'adlok, it was not ready to light for half an hour. Zog the brisker of, broche levatole. Some of the person said this is the reason they stopped the light outside, because most people don't know what to do. So what they do in the brisk, some people made like a little hole in the bottom of the box, and they come inside from the bottom. Some people open the door, mamash, like a little bit. I know mamash will practice that before Hanukkah a little bit, how to do it. You open the door a little bit, and you come. If you see Rabbi David, I'm sure that today they sell the pictures from all over, and you see the pictures, the door is closed, and he's standing there with that pachad ema sadim, yeah, to manage to be mamish closed, and he's managing to light it. Because chas v'sholem, if it's open a little bit, boch levatole, it's aloikim aneichi yoyot. So it's good to buy like very thin, long candles, and you light it, and you put it, it's good to practice. Le'umas dem, Rabbi Sifchaim Zonenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and Rebbe Eliashiv. Hold, and you go to see Rebbe Eliashiv, his door is open, you can see the pictures, wide open, standing, Malmalchi Rabbonon, he lights the candle, and he closes the box. Okay, he lives like in a side street, there's not so much wind, but it's Nishta Zevi Amos, yeah, but Mekon Mekoyim, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, I'm planning to close the door, it's okay, we'll be masber in a minute. The ner is roy to light for half an hour. What is the wind? Fuck out, I'm going to close it. And he said more from that. Two reasons he said. First, the problem is when there's not enough oil for half an hour. But if there's enough oil for half an hour, just you have to close the door. But the London said more from that. What is the problem? That the wind is coming. I'm also a piece of wind, and I'm going to take away the wind. What if you see a storm coming like this and like this and like this, and you know that in the end it will not hit the menorah? It's also okay. So I'm also a wind. I'm planning to wind away the wind. I'm planning to close the door. What if you flam a zogin, you open the door, and there's a wind that in a second will blow the door closed? So b'cheftz of the matzav of the wind, it will not be open. So man, there's no chisol. Reb Chaim Kanievsky ties a raya for the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah said, if a person lights it, b'mokoyim, that ein yochel amid beruach metzuyo, v'kofso, zokuk lo. Mashmah, only kofso zokuk lo, but not... Lemaisa, when I was a bocher, when I was 16 years old, I know the Alicha Shleimich weiß nicht. When I was, in Alicha Shleimich says, Rabbi Shlomzalman also holds it's okay. It's not in Alicha Shleimich. I remember when I was 16 years old, I was Rabbi Shlomzalman, and Rabbi Shlomzalman was telling me over. I was a young bocher, speaking to Rabbi Shlomzalman, he was telling me this chiddush, you know, they have to close the door. It's either B'skirov was machmir, B'sifchaim was not. My feeling was he was telling me also to be machmir. I'm saying again, in Alicha Shleimich it says that, Nishtazay, B'shem Rabbi Shlomzalman. So a bochur said he has a poshta eitzah, that 10 bochurim will stand around the menorah. So maybe there's no wind. And later, you close the door, and then the boys could go away. So Shem Zaman told me it's not good. Why? Because if it's a gate there, so Bnei Rishus HaRavim can't see the menorah. And when you yourself see it, but when you light in the street, it's not for yourself, it's for the Bnei Rishus HaRavim. So after Rosh Hashanah told me, Rosh Hashanah asked me, so how a big person lights the menorah, also no one could see. I'm saying, oh, Azay, my Rebbe gizok me, yeah, like this, he speak to a 16 years old bochur, nisha azach chosh v'bochur, but said, it was like I'm walking in the street. He told me, so how a big person would light the menorah? So he told me two terutzim, he says. First, you could see from the sides. But he says he wants to have better terrors. He says, what if you light the menorah and a bus is passing through? So you're not, stop the buses, you know. One guy will lie, the other guy will stand stopping the buses. The bus will move away soon. So I told him, so also the guys will move away. So tell me, you don't understand. The guys that you put around, you need them there, because on them is a ruach metzuya. So this is considered as a wall, as a bricks. This person, he doesn't have to be here. I mean, there's enough, his hand is here. Look, his body is big, it's pouring all over the place. But it's not a pshat that you need it there. So b'meila again, a bochet that doesn't know how to light outside, don't take on this chumra to light outside. Because, Moshe, if it was kerov, it could be an adyaitza outside. Well, oh, I'm lighting outside this year. I mean, today, a bochet, no, yeah, the first year announces, oh, I'm lighting outside, doesn't make a difference. But could be in the end, he would not make a kerov. Now, so another chumra, tonight I found something interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman, about it. A lot of times a bochet lights a menorah, you know, everyone likes his menorah to light, as if it be some Migdosh, you know, not for 8 days, but at least to win, you know, to win the andere menorahs. It's like to win in the car. It's a minagoylo. Now, his menorah starts to dance. The kapetzes. He's all nervous. On the moshel, the wig, the psile, yeah, starts to slip. Like he sees it, like it's trying to go down, down. Now, he's all nervous. What was that? So some people don't want to blow it off, man. They lose the whole game. So they take like a twister or something and they pull it like to fix it. Right? On the marshal, they see the top gets like a hat sometimes. Today, use the good wig, so we'll get to them soon. But you use the old ones that you made from cotton, but they're glad they get like a little hat in the middle. So he tries to play with it to fix it. It's not good. Why? Because could be that the etzem, it was about to go off. So it means that when you put the psila inside, it was a slippery massive. But slowly, slowly, it's slipping out. So it was not roi to light for half an hour. So be'etzem adloko is a mitzvah. When you fix it now, it doesn't help. So what is the etzah? So blow it out. And light it again. I saw in Alicha Shlomi, he says a better etzah. To light another menorah on the side. And to make it tonight, that if you etzah in the first one, you don't want to be even on Baltasif. So outside, you don't have two boxes. In the house, it's more nagea. But I'm saying you have to know every time you feed a matzv, if it's kedai to blow it out, the mice, if you blow it off, could be your mafsid. Now, there's another chumre that people are machmir. They have, it's called ptil tzaf. I don't know if you call it in English, but it's the little wigs that you put them like a little circle and it swims on top of the oil.
Floating wigs.
So, the machmirim say not to use it. Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to use floating wigs, but the machmirim don't use it. Why? For two reasons. They say like this, if you have to light in the oil for half an hour, when you use these floating wigs, it only has the oil from the little bit top. Then, when that oil finishes, it falls down to the next place. And again, what if you have a candle that lights 5 minutes, jumps to another one, then jumps, you know, instead of the dreidel, the menorah jumps. About it, not yet, right? Because you have to have oil of half an hour. Now, this cup doesn't have oil from half an hour. There on top, the floating wig is only on the top. Now, when this finishes, it goes down, and it needs new oil. The mele, the machmirim, no machmir uses it. No machmir uses it. Okay, this is, I don't know the metzias, but the ma'aseh, the Mishnah Berurah says we have to have for an hour and a half, yeah? The minimum shear is an hour and a half, we'll see. Because we light in Shkia, we have to have till after Rabbeinu Tam, yeah? So, b'meile, we have to have an hour and a half. So, b'meile, at least, maybe in America, the little ones, a bigger one from here, but the little ones in Eretz Yisrael don't light. But if they light, I'm taking back this chumra, yeah? Again, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the Maisa Yoitza Nishklo, exactly why. Another chumra that some people say, but again, this is really not only to the floating wicks. Even today, they have the longer ones. So most people stop to use floating wicks. And they use the same material of floating wick, that red stuff or the white, but it's big, and it has like a piece of metal. They call it tzinorita pele, it says on the box. And it goes inside, and it doesn't float. This is kipshutai. Now, so the machmirim have a different problem with that. Why? They say it's covered with a little bit of wax, that red. If at loko is a mitzvah, you're not lighting with oil, you're lighting a candle. Then it goes to the oil. But you're not doing a hadlaka with oil. So I remember when I was a bocher, the machmirim would scratch off the wax. Or they would dip the top with oil. Lemaise, the mitzias is the taina, and the third people would do, they would just light the menorah, like, you know, like a tovas aneres and Shabbos, they would light it for a little bit, and blow it off, and then b'shas they come, it's ready, ready. Lemaisa, they check in different places, they say the mitzias is that when it's in the oil, it lights better. Shemazama said there's no inyan to be machmir this chumah. Another chumah, the machmirim are machmir, when you light the menorah, not to be lazy. Some people light the menorah, and they stay there, you know, the kavanas. They light the first candle, and they stay near the candle. They don't want to leave the candle on their own. So they stay with the shamash a little bit near the candle. It's a avuka. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, you're not yoitza. So Be'etzim is a shayla. So Be'etzim, some machmirim just light and, like, some machmirim mamish light and run away right away. Because they're scared from a avuka. And if it's a avuka, b'shas da hadlaka, hadlaka is a mitzvah, it doesn't help later. L'maisa lo nit no tegel o maloche ha-shores. So, but not to stay there too much. Now, there's another chumrah from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv holds, again, it's a chumrah shebechumrah, it's not chumrah stam, it's chumrah shebechumrah keilu, that the best you don't have to light with oil, you can light with candles. But if you light with oil, it has to be shemen sheroi le'achile. Not shemen that is only good for burning. Now, lechumrah, what is the rayas? The Mishnah Berurah says beforeish, you're allowed to use shemen she'osur be'achile. Now that it's what about shemen that is nasa bebosor becholov? Sharetshuva says you're allowed to mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. You're allowed to light with oil that is made from bosor becholov. The Welt asked the kasha how you could light it. It's like isur bishul bosor becholov. So they get the tastes in yivam as davavam mudbeit. The tastes are rosh dalton. If you're burning and not cooking, if it's a isur bishul, I don't want to go in. Not learning yivam as this man. But mikol makoyim. So the state clothed that you're allowed to have a shemen shein roi le'achile. So first people say, yeah, Rabbi Yashiv only said a chumre. I said, you mark me like Beis HaMikdosh, has to be roi le'achile. I'm not saying even more. Rabbi Yashiv needs not roi le'achile mit badatz. Roi le'achile that you could eat it. And it's not eating to buy oil badatz and not the marshal cook rubin. It's not chumre even. Buy badatz, yeah? Badatz, the glass bottles could break. But I'm saying, chutz from that, it's not inyan that the kashrus will be better if you're Rabbi Yashiv. Has to be eatable. The Mishnah Berurah says klar even she'ein roi le'achile. Has to be that you can eat it. Now they have today this oil that is called shemen lamor. So some people ask if you're allowed to use it or not. So the ma'aseh all the poskim can say you're allowed to use it even if you're Rabbi Yashiv. First, most of the people that write lamor they only do it for tax reason because on food you pay much higher tax. So b'mele, it's chavah for them to pay the tax. Another reason is, they say that the pshat is, avada you could eat it. Just they don't sift it so clean. So if they don't write lamor, and then if you drink it and you die, then they could sue you. So they write lamor, and Meir Shmulevi said, they think he drank a bottle and nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. So it's roi lamor, it's not roi le'achile. Not roi le'achile. Let me get to the next chiddush of Shmuzamen Ayomach. As a Gemara in Shabbos, the first shtikuntera that I heard in my life was Shmuzamen Ayomach. So for me, it's very choviv. As a Gemara in Shabbos, he kifo psilois. A person has a pan, and he put candles all over the pan. He kifo psilois. Afilu lener echod lo yolsaloi. He's not yoitze even one ner chaneke. Why? It's mechzike medura. Fragt Reb Lezer Moshe Horvitz an der Gemara, why afilu l'nerechot lo yolsaloi? Hadlaka is a mitzvah. When he lit in the first one, it was good. Then when he lit in the second one, the third one, the fourth one, it became a medura. So why afilu l'nerechot lo yolsaloi? At least one. Zeh Fragt Reb Lezer Moshe. Zog Reb Lezer Moshe v'tzorich lo imal, that he took a piece of cotton and he put fire in the middle and all of them catched in the fire in 1 minute. I remember from Zaman said, he was speaking to young boys. He said, Rabbi Zamoisha, how you Adam Godel? But Azad Dechak Diketeretz. Azad Dechak Diketeretz, this is Nishdipshat. Nishdipshat. Zog Rabbi Zaman, a second kasha. Ner Chanike ve Ner Shabbos. Zog the Gemara Ner Shabbos, Odiv Mishum Shloim Beise. Frag Rabbi Zaman, light Ner Chanike, blow it off and light Ner Shabbos. It'll be yoitza both. You're right, it's not nice to blow off. But you're anyway not going to Ner Chanukah today. You're anyway, what did Chazal tell you? Do Ner Shabbos. So let me light Ner Chanukah, I'll blow it off, and I'll light Ner Shabbos. But Erev Shabbos, Thomas Deschen says that even before Shkia you don't have to light. Right? Every week if it goes up before Shkia you have to light. But Thomas Deschen says that in Erev Shabbos, because the Chazal will make this man, but maybe you don't have to, even if it's Kavsa, Erev Shabbos before Shkia, you don't have to light it again. So as therefore Gimshul Mezamen HaYobach. Zog Gimshul Mezamen HaYesoid, and it's Negea for Bochrim. If you light it, I'll dast to blow it off, you're not Yoitze Bichlal. Even if we say Kavsa Ein Zoguklo, but if you light it, I'll dast to blow it off, Lemoshul. Gimshul Mezamen said more from that. It's like a ruach mitzuyo. It's again the hotels. A lot of times they let you to light. When everyone moves away, they have a worker to blow everything off. Yeah? You're not allowed to make a bracha there. On the Moshe, before September 11, so we pass into all the bachim in the Moshe. I know it's bachim in Yeshiva. He has to come back in the middle of Chanukah. So you light in the plane. Yeah. What a bracha, a lot of bracha. We'll get it. So before September 11, today you don't do it because first, for sure they will blow it off. Yeah? And then they'll blow you off. But it's dangerous to do it. Today, we don't do it. It's before September 11, people lit a candle in the plane for 2 minutes. Then they blew it off. On the way, until one of the guys passed and says, please close it. Yeah? It's not important. So the answer we tell the people in the plane these days, you take a torch, you know, and you light it, and you hold it. Flashlight. And the mele, it has to be a flashlight that has taken that. Okay, most of the flashlights are made from bulbs that have, you know, like a little something that is burning inside. It's better not to hold it in your hand, better to stuck it in front of you in the seat somewhere. The frumers, when they go on the 8 day, they have 8 flashlights. I know, Andrew will ask if you could light the top light to be mechavan l'shem nechanike, shvach. You can to have one to bring a flashlight yourself. And to be yaitzed in the Chanukah. Again, but not to make a bracha on it for sure. Because the flashlight was the eitzah from Mishum Zaman in the plates. So the ma'aseh of Mishum Zaman Erbach said that the ma'aseh, if you're lighting it al das to blow it off, it's a bracha levatol. Let me get invited. A person is going away for Shabbos. The choshev bochrim, stay in yeshiva, they learn Chanukah. A bach and nebach has to go away for Shabbos. Or a married person has to go away for Shabbos. So it's machleikis, Rav Shlomo Zalman v'chazanish. And then it's chumras Rabbi Yashiv. We'll go with Yah Seder. A person, Lama Zalman, is going away to Arnof for Shabbos. Yeah? So Leil Shabbos, he lights in the place that he's staying. So if he's eating and sleeping in the same place. If not, can I have to go to Aserov? But Lama Zalman is going to his cousin's. And Arnof, he's staying by them for Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, he lights there. Where he lights Motzei Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach says, stay there for 2 hours Motzei Shabbos, and then you could light there. He says, eat him lave malke, and then go back to yeshiva. Chas v'sholem to sleep overnight Motzei Shabbos. Yeah? Sunday's a normal yeshiva. Hashkicham terasecho, tosi deyavonim. Sunday morning you have to be back. Cholila v'chas. Only the parkeol take off and they don't come back for Sunday. But the normal bnei tere, even if they have to go away for Shabbos, lo yale al adas, that they will not come back for Motzei Shabbos, not to leave Sunday. This is Shlomo Zalman never had a tzad to tell a guy, sleep over. Yeah, Nishkan guy, he said. But he said the only eitzah is, for the bnei tere, is to stay there for 2 hours Motzei Shabbos. The Chazanish said no. If you're planning to sleep in Yeshiva Motzei Shabbos, leave right away Motzei Shabbos and light in the yeshiva. Lemaise, Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv hold, like you light in the place that you were the whole Shabbos, you stay there for 2 hours, Im Lev Malka, then you come back. Ibn Ebrak, they don't do that. Chaim Kanievsky says when he was a bacher, he learned the Lomje in Petach Tikva, and he came Shabbos to learn with his father, and he asked the Chazanish what to do Motzei Shabbos, told him go back to the yeshiva. He told him, I want to learn with my chavrusa. Chazanish asked him, who is your chavrusa? He said, the stipler, my tate. I want to learn. So Chazanish told him, so ask the bocher to light for you in yeshiva. Again, Reb Chaim didn't have a tzad to sleep home on the Shabbos. The tachtik was closed, but you go back to yeshiva, yeah? If you want to become out, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So even Shabbos Chanukah, even if the house is stipler, nishko chava shachar, yeah? Even so, you don't sleep there by night, you go back to yeshiva. So he went to ask the Chaznish, I don't know what to do. There's no tzad to sleep on Motzei Shabbos in Yeshiva. That's Mishkan tzad. I have a Chavrusa Steibler, but I have a Lokas Neres right away. So the Chaznish told him, send the Shliach to light for you in Yeshiva. So the Maisa, you know, we said, Zahirim and Mechanikim Oid. We want the Yitzchak Bel Yashiv, Mitrim Chaim Kanievsky, Mitrim Shom Zaman. So what we do? So what the Oilam do is like this. If you go away for Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, you light in the place that you are. Motzei Shabbos, you stay there for 2 hours, you light. And when you come back to Yeshiva, you light again without a bracha. Now, but Lemaisa Lefi Dechazanish, you're not allowed to light it. It's a bracha levatole. So the Machmirim, they ask the Balabais in the house that they're staying to be Motzei for them with a bracha. Again, if the Balabas, if already he made a bracha, you can make a bracha yourself. La aloche. But the Machmirim ask the Balabas to be Motzei for them. The Machmirim, Sheba Machmirim, when the Balabas is Motzei you with a bracha, you look out the window and you try to find a different menorah. Why? Because could be it's not your place. If it's not your place, the bracha is not chal. The bracha is not chal, so tonight you never made a bracha. As aloche, if you never made a bracha, you have to make Birkas Aroye. And his menorah was not lighting it when he made a bracha. So the Machmirim, they yoitza with him, and they look at the window to see a different menorah, and to be yoitza with Birkas Aroye. Again, chaviva yimitzvah schanike ad me'oit. So again, me'ikar adin, you could light Semech Rav Shomzaman to make a bracha. Machmirim, light himself, yoitza balabos. Machmirim sheba machmirim, light themselves, listen to the bracha, but with the eyes, they look at a different one. It's different terutzim, but... Now, the best thing is, instead of lighting in yeshiva again, if you have a guy that stayed in yeshiva already, you'll be mishtatef with him. Or you ask him to light for you. Yeah, not everyone is masking, but it's machmirim. Some people say that if you're lighting a menorah, there's no din of Birkas Aroye. Now, Rebbe Yashiv has another chumre. It's boni al aprichodosh. The prichodosh says, what would be if a person is going for 8 days with his family away? Winter vacation. He's going for the whole Chanukah away. He doesn't have to light in his house. Because he went for the whole Chanukah. Zogt Rebbe Yashiv is meduyek. I'm sorry, he says like this. Ha'hoylech im kol b'nei beisoy lekol ha'chanukah, ein tzorich lehadlik. Sh'holach lekol ha'chanukah. Im yavoyu v'iru she'ein ka neirois, yoyimru, holach lekol ha'chanukah. Zogt Rebbe Yashiv is meduyek that if he only went for 2 days, so he has to light in his house because people will come and see that there's no menorah. V'meile, it's Mar Yisrael. So Meile Zogt Rebbe Yashiv, if you go away for Shabbos, you have to light in your dira anyway, even if you're not there. Ibnei Mar Yisrael. So Avad, the Olam says that if it's only mitzvah Mar Yisrael, if some rumits are left and they're lighting, so there's no more Mar Yisrael. Because people see a menorah. Maybe you mishtatef. But if Rebbe Yashiv comes out, if you don't have a shliach to light for you, you can't go away for Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman said, Chanukah is not a jail. If Rebbe Yashiv comes out, if I don't have a shliach, I can't move away. Lo yishomar, Dr. Shlomo Zalman, Chanukah is a jail. Amen, Shlomo Zalman holds nishtas. It's another cooler they say that the old prichodosh was only the zman that they lived in outside. So, but today, Lemoshel, someone asked me today, they have two psochim. They have to light in both? No. Why? There's no chshat today. Because anyway, some people are chassidim, some people light inside. So the most they're chayshin you do your chassid. Say it. Who said it's a who? Maybe it's a mile. But there's no chshat. Let me show you, if you pass and you're a bunny pass and you have to light outside. But the yeshal bil ismoich. So there's no chshat today. So maybe today, while there's no chshat today, so the mele could be the prichodesh only spoke when people lived outside. So if you leave the house, people will be choished you. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, the Chazanish never told him when he came home to Shabbos, the Chazanish never told him to light the yeshiva. If the Chazanish never told me, we don't have to do it. And the Zohar, that's not a raya, because Reb Chaim Kanievsky went back to his father's house. So then for sure, the main house is the father. The yeshiva bocha, that his house, is the dira, and he goes away. When I was a bocher in Ponovich, everyone that went away for Shabbos was bochim that made chesed and was lighting all the deers. All the dorm of Ponovich was lighting candles, but no one was there. The Maaseh, today the Rabbonim say, especially because the matzav of Sakone, a fire and that it's not kedai to make a zach chumre a lot of places, if no one is around, places could catch on fire. Chamira sakanta meisur. When you light Neres Chanukah. So a lot of times, everyone comes to ask when to light. So what is the shaila? You do what your father did. But the problem is that you ask someone when your father lit, when he came back from work. Yeah? Sometimes his father doesn't have a time. Yeah, he works in Manhattan. When he comes back, So the Bachin now is in El Yisrael. He wants to start to keep taking mitzvahs mesudal. Yeah? But he doesn't have a job. I mean, it's no heter. I'm saying, he doesn't have, his father never had a minute. You know, his father came away from Houston. And I'm explaining, it's a problem. Bachin wants on his own. I'm saying, why am I saying, I meant to be magdim. Everyone that has a minhag kodesh went to light, I'm not going to chop the minhagim. I'll maybe a little bit, make a little bit changes. About, you'll understand, no, you have to. In Chanukah, you can't take the chumras and not hear all the chumras together. Because you see, people that will not listen to what we're saying now, could be they will have brachas of atol, if they will do different chumras. But I'm saying, it's two zman in Be'etzim. It's one zman that is called shkia, and it's one zman that is called tzeisa kichovim. The tzeisa kichovim is a very choshev zman, and shkia is a very choshev zman. And I want to explain from where the two zmanim came. The Gemara says like this. Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo ad shetich leregel min hashuk. My love, the loy adlik madlik. That till then you could light in a milashiyur. So the Gemara says, mishetishka achamo, what is shkias achamo? In Yerushalayim, lefi de goyim, mina Yerushalayim, prushim, is 441, 445, 443. These are the times they'll be running around in this Chanukah. Chazanish said like 20 minutes after Shkia, and America, the Fira Baron was 25, Reb Moshe 10 minutes. All of these are Shkia times. Le'umas then, the Shulchan Aruch says, you light in Tzeis HaKichovim. You light in Tzeis HaKichovim. Zog the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'im lo yidlik, madlik kol alayla. Ve'yochel levorech. Zog the Shara Tzion, it's kedai that he will wake up two or three people. I don't know how he has a right, but they don't mention the brewer. V'im einam roitzim lakum, maybe it's only his kids. Lo yevorech. V'im roitzim levorech, am yevorech lo yivsit. So you could light the whole night. I want to explain. In time of the Gemara says, you could light ad shetich leregel min hashuk. And you have to put oil, kishimen ad sheich leregel min hashuk. Now, so what we do, now we're not sure what is the time. So the minhag, most of the litvushes and minhag Yerushalayim, the prushim minhag the goyim, was to light b'tzeis hamishkiah, 4:41, 4:45, maybe 10 minutes after the Chazon Ish, around shkia time. But maybe the real time is tzeis hakichovim. Now the time that you have to put in is a half an hour oil for a half an hour. The zman ad shetich leregel min hashuk. But we're not sure. Maybe the zman is tzeis hakichovim. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. So you have to have oil enough for half an hour after Tzeis HaKichovim. If you mark me of Rabbeinu Tam, so it's 72 minutes after Shkia Tzeis HaKichovim, and Memele, you have to have a half an hour after 72, so it's 102 minutes. So it's a bit more from an hour and a half. So this is Lekatchila, you have to have oil, at least for that shiur to be Yotze Al HaShitah. The Rambam says, "Mitzvoso mishetishka achamo like the goyim, v'shetia doilekes chotzi sho o yoisa, v'im loy adlik einoy madlik." So the goyim learns pshat that this is the time that if the Rambam, if you missed shkia, you can light later. V'im loy adlik einoy madlik. Meaning, like the goyim, you can't play with fire, you can't wait to tzeis hakichovim. Maybe you will lose the time. But maybe the minhag, the people that go lefi the goyim, we light b'shkia dafke, and chas b'sholem to be me'acher. I maybe the other shita is good. Anyway, we plug a mincha b'di'evet, you could light. So maybe we light in the beginning, and we leave the shemen to light. Pir halacha also brings down the Mishnah Rambam, mitzvoso chotzisho k'tzas yoisa. The Rambam says that b'zman hazeh, שמדליקים בפנים, יכולים להדליק כל הלילה. When it was Lebnei Rishus Arabim, you have to light till Tzeisak Yechovim, till Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk. But if you light for the Bnei Abayis, B'meile, the meaning of the Chassidim was like the Ramo. Why? You only could gain. Shkia maybe is too early, because maybe the Shkia is like, but the time is really Tzeisak Yechovim. Shetishka Acham means Tzeisak Yechovim. Ramo says, Matlikim Kol HaLaylo. There's nothing more to lose. Why to play with fire? Zachshash, that maybe you madlik before this man, and shit is before plaga mincha, you're not yoytze. Here the kula alma yoytze. This was the reason that the chsinim, monem tzachon, I'm saying, not afka chsinim, but this was the ikar minig to light the nach. The minig litvak was to light shir. Now, the chsinim, most of the chsinim, the time of the Baal Shem, that were knowing like the Ramo, and then and all the other chassidim were taken in Chutz La'aretz. Talmidei Agro were in Eretz Yisrael. Zog the Welt Hazeh. And this portion, this is La'aloch L'maisi. Lama Zog in a chassid hears this shir, and he decides L'maisi wants to machmir the chumah from Rebbe Yashiv to light outside. Kol HaKavod. But he has to know that if he lights Lama Zog at 10 o'clock by night, he's doing a bracha levatol lekule alma. Outside, lekule alma, you can light after shetich l'regel min hashuk. The chassidim will never makpid al hazman, because the ma'aseh the Ramo says, b'zman hazeh madlikim kol halayla. So they hold enoch nami, maybe lekatchil is the inyan to light early, zrizim, v'chulei, v'chulei. Aber b'roiv ha'amad ras melech, alek igang into the Rebbe, z'gven ha'adlokes, and there were all different times. These adlokes were b'roiv ha'amad ras melech, mit no chisol. And most of them light in the midrashes. That anyway is a mitzvah to light in a bismedrash. So anyway is a heter to light there, even after Ma'ariv. So this was the heter to light in a bismedrash. But you can't chap the chevel mishtei roshim. You can't say, no, by us, but I go to the mikveh before and I do this and I do that. 10 o'clock I'm ready to light. Not outside, inside. Outside, bochel avatolim. There's no tzad. Now. So be'etzem it starts. So the problem starts like this. Okay, what happens now to a chassidish guy? A guy that his father has a minig, also not a chassidim, the Ramo, to light b'tzeisek yechovim. Now he comes to ask me to light outside or not. Till now, our minig and our shtub was in America, and before that in Ukraine and in Poland and Lomazog and in Kotsk. Our minig was to light b'tzeisek yechovim because we were lighting inside. Now you're telling me I came to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yashu said this, I can't stop, I have to light outside. Who said that my grandfather would be in Eretz Yisrael, he would be lighting in Tzeisek Yechovim? The Teretz says that Einech Anachmi. If that guy in Moshe is planning to light Rabbeinu Tam, I will tell him to light inside. It's already after half an hour, after the normal Shkia, Tzeisek Yechovim in Eretz Yisrael. If you most shittas, you light Mechal Shabbos. Most shittas here, we see the Metzius, the Yechovim are out. Avada, we choishish lechum in Rabbeinu Tam. But if he wants to be making Rabbeinu Tam to light, so normally, Avada, wants to be choishish Rabbeinu Tam, but inside. To light outside. Now, you have to know. Lemaise, today, the regel min hashuk is not exactly b'tzeisek yechovim. It's much later. So, the motion in the yeshiva area, mistam until 8, 9, 10, could be it's called notich l'regel min hashuk. But if he lives in a house somewhere that is toch l'regel min hashuk, avad he can't light it so late. Now, the Briskerov learned. So, b'meila, I'm saying again. So, this is the reason a person has to know that every minig has makoris ba'aloche. Why? People did like this, people did like that. When you start to switch, you have to know when you're switching, what is the mile? Now, the Biskerov is pshat in the Rambam, chos yishor yoyser, doesn't mean a half an hour or a little bit more. It means that if nishtana regel min hashuk, you have to put more oil inside. V'zman, Rambam says like this, v'mitzvosom shetishka achama ashtich regel min hashuk, v'hu kechatz yishor yoyser. So Biskerov was machmir that the oil has to light till 11 o'clock by night. He lived near Edison. Now they broke down this building. But Amol was a building, it was a cinema, a big movie place. And the Biskerov, people were there till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I think the last movie finished 11 o'clock there. And the Biskerov was machmir that his candles were light till 11 o'clock by night. Because it was like Tichl Regem in Ashuk. Here in the mirror, I don't know, some Lel Shishi could be, the candles have to light till the morning, if it's supposed to be the shir, the Biskerov would be near the mirror. Yeah? What's the shir? Shetich l'regel min hashuk. L'maiser, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach, it's brought down, was machmir, to have the candles lighting till 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. He said that today is Tichle Regim in Ashuk, and like a Tchila to have the candles lighting much longer. He brings down the Lashon of Ritva. So the Machmirim Avadu Machmirim. And again, it's a kula that you could light a bit later. I'm saying most of the Achroinim is not mashma like that. I saw in Alicha Shleime, it says, Rosh Tamezam and Erbach himself put oil that his candles will light at 11 o'clock. Now, we have to know that Lemaise, the people that light inside the Dira, is much lighter. Because there you're not lighting for the Bnei Shusarabi. Yeah, there's a big one shita that is machmer, the shita gibayim, that if you light inside and no one goes to sleep, you have to have the candles lighting inside also, at shetichl regen for the dira. So why I'm saying that? I'm not telling you, we can't afford it, yeah? But the nafkamina is not to blow off the candles after half an hour. Like these people think, well, what is the inyan to light more? Yaitu the shita gibayim. Now, let me get a bit further. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says a big chiddush lahaloche. Bochrim don't know that. In a dira, you cannot light in a different bocher's room. You could only light in your own room. You could light in the kitchen. You could light in the dining room if you have one. You could light outside, like we said. But if you're lighting inside in the window, has to be your own window. What would it be if it's no brecha, the only window is by that guy? So in Chanukah, you have to use that room, you have to eat there a little bit. Yeah? I went today to the dira, and I saw his mom, like, you could see in the middle of the room was like a mechitza. In between, you know, in between two parts of the room, they stole the mechitza. But I said, they don't get along so much. So I asked if they get along, you know, everyone got red there. So I said, no, I'm not coming to make shalom, even if I'm an einikel from Aaron HaKoyen. But I said that the problem is that the people that from the inside of the mechitza cannot use the windows of these guys. If it's such a akpodin, not to go in, Shlomo Zalman says you can't light there. Well, that's it. And then they made shalom. So, okay, well, Mistader, everyone Mistader though. But I'm saying, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, now, bochim that don't sleep in yeshiva, they sleep in dorms. Even if it's Megurim dorms, they have to eat at least one meal every day in Chanukah in the room. If not, they cannot lie there. Because we hold that it has to be Mokim Achile. Shlomo Zalman says that if it's very hard, at least you could eat Mezoinus. If you normally eat every day and one day you miss, it's not a problem. Some people eat three meals a day there, yeah? But I'm saying, he means a normal bocher that doesn't eat any shiva the whole time. And Chanukah, he has to. Now, if you live in the dorm, Shlomo Zalman says, and you're lighting outside, so there's no problem bichlal. Why? Because the etzim will look in the dorm like your house. The dining room is your front, your kitchen. B'mele. If you're lighting in your room, Shlomo Zalman says, lekatchile to eat something in the room. Again, if you sleep in the dorm. So again, you have to know, if Lama Zalman, you sleep in Bishalom and eats in Beit Yishaya, it doesn't go. The same thing Lehefech. Sleeps in Beit Yishaya and eats in Bishalom. If you eat in the same building, so we could look at it like one building, but look at Tchilas of Shlomo Zalman. So again, if you're sleeping in Bishalom and you light outside, you have to eat in Bishalom, dining room. If you sleep in Beit Yishaya or the main one, you have to eat in the same dining room. It's the mile here that every building has a dining room. Shalom doesn't, but Shriva doesn't have. So then, these people that sleep in Shalman and sleep in Friedman, they have to eat one meal there. Same thing, the people that are in dorms have to eat one meal in the dorm, Shabbos and Chanukah. If this in the same building and they eat in the dining room and they want to ride in the room, it's okay, but Bir Shazaman said it's better. They're like, what? The tunnel is not there. I don't know if the tractor broke it or not. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said another chiddush. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that the halacha is you have to light b'tefach ha-samuch la-delas mi-bachutz. Again, some bachim don't know that. They decided to light outside. Tefach ha-samuch la-pesach mi-bachutz. The problem is there's not enough place for everyone in tefach ha-samuch. So the Shmira Shabbos Kilchosa told me a kule was not accepted by a lot of people. It doesn't have to be mamash or tefach. Everyone sees that it belongs to this place. If you measure tefach, 10 centimeters of Chaim Noah, 8.2, 4. The veld is not mekabel it. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, so again, Ramoshe Halberstadt Zecher Tzadik Livracha said that even if not like the Shmira Shabbos, but if there's no place, then you could move to the side, near it. Shlomo Zalman said something else. Shlomo Zalman said that if you put a shelf, and the whole shelf is b'toich tefach, so even if the shelf, like in our yeshiva, you have these shelves, big whole shelves. So if it starts b'toich tefach, the whole shelf is called b'toich tefach. Same thing the menorah. It doesn't make a difference if the fire is b'toich tefach or not. Everyone sees that the menorah as b'toich tefach is also good. One more thing to speak out this year is a big machlekes of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach with the Chazon Ish. If you're allowed to light candles with oil from Eitzel Beis Din, it's not negiah to the shaila if we use Eitzel Beis Din or not. Even people that use Eitzel Beis Din, it's negiah to all of us. Forget about Eitzel Beis Din. Right? Everyone here is frum. So all of us keep Kedusha and Peres Nochi. Right? Meaning Yerushalayim not. But everyone here, I went to Dears, I saw appeals. Everyone told me that it's from Kedusha Shviz, they're keeping it. Yeah? So everyone keeps Kedusha Shviz here. L'chumrah. Now, comes the oil, other from Eitzel Beis Din, other from Nochrim. So you're allowed to use it or not. The Aloch and Peres Shviz is le'ochlo v'loy le'hefset. You're not allowed to do what you want with Peres Shviz. It's Eilik. It's Kodesh. The Chazon Ish, as a letter from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Chazon Ish said that it's usur to light Neiras Chanukah from Shemen Shekodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. There's a reason Chas V'Shalom not to buy Shemen from Heter Mechira. It could be it's usur by Anoe, but we said it's also okay, but it's usur if it has Kedusha Shviz, it's a isur, you're over a isur if you're lighting the candles. The Maise in Sefer Peas Hashulchan from the Radbaz Perikei Halacha Teis state Osur lehadlik shemen shel shviz shel Chanukah. Why? Because Osur lishtamesh leoiro. So val it's Osur lishtamesh leoiro. So b'meli you mafsid it. Va'atayro amro leochlo v'loy lehefsed. Chiposak b'pshitus ha-goyen remeir arik b'shutik me'yosha. Devadai Osur. B'shemezam l'hoz al etzmuto. First he said mutor lishtamesh leoiro. I would say Osur lishtamesh leoiro. Because it's a bizoyer, not because it's osu. What helps the shamish? For the maisi you nail it from all the nail together. It doesn't look a bizoyer. That's in the heter of the shamish. Even the Mishnah Berurah says the katchila not to be same with the shamish. But as I have Shem Zaman. And also he says that here fakelt. You want people to see the light, to see the Ner Chanukah. So while you want people to see the light, to see the Ner Chanukah, but mele, Shem Zalman hold on its mutter. So you have to know, it's a machlik, it's a poiskim, a vada lekatchile, not to you, I hear this Rabbi Yashiv, he says he doesn't want to say also, he doesn't want to say mutter, but a vada lekatchile, it's better not to light, the stomach is better to light with wax, neiros, than to light with oil from Kodesh B'Kedush HaShviz. For the Shamash, for Shabbos is good, for sure. Also for the Shamash, it's good. Shabbos and Shamash, for both of them, it's good. Now, one rezach, is a halacha for nachsanoi that if you come for somewhere for Shabbos, so you're allowed to mishtatef. You don't have to light yourself. Achsanoi is allowed to mishtatef. Ketchila is an Indian to light yourself, but achsanoi is allowed to be mishtatef. Hefer the Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to be mishtatef in the balabos, but the balabos is not allowed to mishtatef by the achsanoi. He's not yoitz with the achsanoi. Why? Because he's not Yurach Sanoi. Even two Bochrim, Zagdim Mishtabur, Tzorchirna, they could be Mishtatev in one Menoira. Ach Sanoi could be Mishtatev. But two Bochrim, the Mishtabur is Mistapik. Why I'm saying it, a Bochr last year told me he went to a house, Zalmona. She felt, you know, not the Gishmak. Oh, she's very happy to Bochr. She said, you light your Menoira, and I'll be Mishtatev with you. She was not Yoitz in the Chanukah that year. Because she cannot be mishtatev with the bochur. If she lies, the bochur could be mishtatev. Could be the bochur could lie for her b'shlichas, and then may it be a... But this is the ikor ha'aloches, the siyata d'shmai.
Basically, we all rent our bed.